Now, is the housing market on the turn after years of steep rises? Is supply finally starting to come closer to demand? The latest figures from the Central Statistics Office show a big increase in the number of new dwellings completed last year, more than 21,000, and that's an increase of 18% on the year before. Conall McCullough is chief economist at Davy Stockbrokers, and he's been looking at the figures. What do they suggest to you, Conall?
Well, we saw completions rise by 18% in the final quarter of the year, year on year. That's the same pace as through 2019. And I suppose what's quite striking about the figures is, you know, we're up to 21,241 now, but that, if you exclude the recent past, when obviously home building was extremely weak, that's still the lowest level since the early 1990s, when obviously the population was considerably lower than it is now. So we're picking up at a good rate, but it's still a very, very low base and still very low on a historic basis. I suppose the other thing that really jumps out from the figures is that we're seeing a really big pickup in apartment building at the moment. Apartments up 72% in the year to the final quarter of 2019 to 1,250 just in the final quarter, 3,600 for the year 2019 as a whole, up 60% in 2019 for the whole year. So I suppose the trend that's going on in the construction sector is the institutional funds, forward funding, are taking the risk on and providing the funding for a really big pickup in apartment building. And, you know, that's what we're seeing in the figures.
The two things. First of all, the demand. We're supposed to be producing around 35 dwellings a year, aren't we, if we're to meet the demand? Isn't that the figure?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's sort of a forecast based on some of demographics, the amount of births and deaths we have, the reduction in household size, the ageing of the population, the central bank and the ISRI and others. I think there's a reasonable amount of consensus around that kind of 35,000 number, but you know, that's not 35,000 at any price. That involves people who would ordinarily rent or go into social housing. There's obviously only limited demand for the most expensive properties. And I suppose what we saw in 2019 was that maybe the top end of the market, there'd been a little bit too much supply. You're now beginning to see the home builders build smaller houses that are more appropriately priced for the very strong demand that we do see in terms of first-time buyers, the jobs growth in the economy.
And the other issue for first-time buyers or people who want to try and locate, buy a home for themselves is, of course, an awful lot of those new dwellings that have been completed. You referred yourself to the forward funding from the institutional investors who lend the builders to money, the money to build these apartments, but then they own them and they rent them out. So again, it's squeezing supply out of the market for people who'd want to buy or rent privately.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that. I think these institutions are coming in and they're providing equity, and were it not for that equity, the apartments would not actually be built. I suppose that's also not appreciated in the public debate, is that early on in our recovery, people were complaining about small cash buyers coming in and buying apartments or small properties. Those are now exiting the market as affordability has become stretched. So if you actually look at the housing transactions data, the share of buyers who don't have a mortgage has actually fallen back, and it's fallen back in absolute terms. So it's actually easier now to buy a property than it was in 2015. So again, there's a kind of a populist narrative that's occurred around institutional buyers. If you look at statistics, there's actually a much greater share of mortgages, first-time buyers in the market. And of course, what's also not appreciated is that if you look at the buy-to-let sector, we see a lot of buy-to-let landlords who have had a very difficult period over the past 10 years, have been in negative equity, and they're selling up because they think it's a good time to do so. So, you know, if you take the Residential Tenancies Board, said that the number of private tenancies has actually fallen in 2019. So there's a popular narrative that I'm afraid just doesn't square with the figures.
Conall McCullough, Chief Economist at Davy Stockbrokers, thank you very much indeed for joining us.